A short question, short answer. I'm packing to go to Budapest. This is from Harin in London, who says, is Subhadradevi an expansion of Yogamaya, who ridiculed Kamsa, later reappearing from Mother Rohini's womb? Why does she not have any childhood pastimes with Krishna and Balaram in Braj, despite being their beloved sister in Dwarka Leela? Subhadradevi is an expansion of Yoga Maya, but she didn't reappear from Rohini's womb. She took birth from Devaki's womb. Bhagavatam says that she's the one daughter of Devaki. That's what makes her Krishna's younger sister. The Yoga Maya who appeared from Yashoda Devi's womb and was brought to the prison of Kamsa, and who then ridiculed Kams, appeared in different places in deity form. Same Yogamaya. Yogamaya ultimately is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is the original Shakti Tattva. And Yogamaya embodies the principle of Samvit in the way that Srimati Radharani embodies the principle of Ladini and Balaram of Sandini. Yogamaya is Krishna's Samvit Shakti. And because Subhadra was born from Devaki, that took place either in Mathura, but more likely in Dwarka. Since Krishna would very secretly come back actually from Mathura, he didn't return to Vrindavan, but from Dwarka he did. The conclusion is that Subhadradevi did not live in Vrindavan, therefore she didn't have any Vrindavan Leela. And her ecstasy of Vrindavan is based upon hearing about it, not about personally remembering it or experiencing it in the way that Krishna and Balaram personally remembered it. The other form of Yogamaya is Purnamasi, who is an eternal yogini, elderly yogini who lives behind Nandagram and is the guru of the Brijbasis, or at least is a guru of the Brijbasis, who comes to Vrindavan with Madhu Mangal. She's also Yogamaya. The connection between Subhadra and Vrindavan is through the regular Rath Yatra festivals that we celebrate, and the obvious attempt of the Brijbasis to also bring them, meaning her as well, from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. And the story that His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj would often say, I remember he narrated it when he was here in Budapest as well, and he gave Baladevi Vidyabhushan as the source of that pastime of when, on one occasion from Dwarka, Krishna was feeling such longing to come to Vrindavan that he, along with Balaram and Subhadra, actually did enter Vrindavan, came to Vrindavan. And when they entered into the precincts of Vrindavan, let's one way manifest their extraordinary ecstatic forms, Mahabhav forms, as you see in the visage of Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra. So Subhadradevi is much younger than both Balaram and Krishna, and we worship her and respect her as Lord's internal potency, and are fortunate enough that she's in many of our temples, and we are able to actually give her some direct service on the occasions of Rath Yatra, and help her also experience the ecstasy of returning back to Vrindavan with that Rath Yatra festival. These are some of the tattva and pastimes of Subhadra Devi. And tomorrow we'll continue from Budapest with our podcast, Hare Krishna.